This sky is also an enwrapped delusion. The way to conduct the clouds is first to place them in columns, then let them clatter as they will in looming bit torrents. The sweet cheesy scent of a newborn scalp, a platooned cozy taste state of hushed bliss, is the oft soft-spoken underbelly of redemption. Seeing the syncopation for what it is, a freestyle thunderstorm resolving itself in quarter-tone clusters of dissonance running 3/4 of a mile long. Eliot has an improvised dream of Mary Yvonne with the extra flounce, and of one day becoming a drummer for one of the greats, for whom the sky bulges over. A dizzying effect to see clarity in the lateral dispersion of the sky before it rains, or after it snows, or just then when a bird flew over the concrete rooftop and cast its shadow for a flooded second. The appeal of thunder. I will have had this premonition of having a pair of twins, one wrapped around each leg. Together we clung to the sunset, and the sky yawned in order to keep her mouth open long enough to let in a little more oxygen and suppress the hardwiring of motherhood. There you go again. You've pooched your hoop, and so it's time for bed. Under the collateral of a scintillating desert night, getting ever colder as the clusters of hydrogen above get more bright. It's a wonder how they hold up against gravity. However did they get over it? You've come too close now, they whisper. We can't fall asleep in the same sleeping bag as you. If we all disintegrated on command, it would be just like the rapture we've all been waiting for. We'd get that new lease on life. We'd get to test our mettle. This may be why it's only the blue we see, registered as color because of the scattering of light, the azure of sky, simply a synecdoche for irreverence. It's its own kind of beauty, awkward and tragic and incomplete. An avowal to make it up as we go from here on in will be our pledge to the sun and his improvised reflection in our mirror-bedazzled diva shades. Eliot is just a baby. Still, he's the only one with the polyphonic skill set to decompartmentalize the topmost layer that lies above everything, including the atmosphere and outer space. When we will have succumbed to latter-day arrangements, a virtuosity will free these stellar tropes of complexity here and there, willy-nilly, into the ether. The tubers and root vegetables still intact really do vibe the thunderstorms, totally digging the electric clapback, undermining the noxious hearsay of this year's almanac, that ungrounded prediction for damaged crops. And you know what? Good for you for sticking with it. Way to go. Awesome job. A shout out from the garden hose as she depletes the last of summer rain. The sounds the sky makes rattles the newborn's future. There's no telling what kind of trace he'll leave behind when he goes. Come on, kid. You're almost there. Pull those strings. Make that downbeat organizing principle count for something. After all, that's why you were born.